7:32, Brack's about to move 6,400 employees to the Mark Center in Alexandria, tying up already congested traffic. The Pentagon Inspector General now is about to issue a report saying the Army used bad information to project the traffic impact of the move. The Army denies the claim in the report, but joining us live is Congressman Jim Moran of Northern Virginia, awfully critical of this move. So what can be done about it if, in fact, another report reveals that this traffic here is going to be untenable?
It's good to be with you guys. Well, we have three pieces of legislation. Of course, very little is moving in this Congress, as you know, but in the Military Construction Appropriations Bill, the Defense Appropriations Bill, and the Defense Authorizing Bill, they would all limit the number of parking spaces that can be used at this building to no more than 1,000. Now, if the Pentagon was willing to compromise, we could bring that up to maybe 2,000 and require that everyone come in with another rider, do ride sharing. That might reduce the impact, but if we use up 3,800 parking spaces, most of whom right now would be single-occupant vehicles, then we're going to have gridlock on 395. So this shouldn't be a war. We're supposed to be on the same side.
Right.
And I wish that the Army would work with us instead of against us and instead of against its own Inspector General. This was obvious. We have the worst congestion in the country. Sometimes we tie with Los Angeles, but that's the 200,000 people use 395 every morning and evening. And to add several thousand more is just wrong. And the most troubling thing is it didn't have to happen.
Could they?
91% of these people are currently in office buildings in Roslyn and Crystal City with access to Metro.
Could the Pentagon and should the Pentagon have come out with this report earlier?
Well, actually, we've had five reports now. This is the most damning. It's the most precise because they've had the longest period of time to study it, but it's consistent with every other report. We commissioned these reports as soon as we could, and it takes some study, and now this report is actually based upon some of the traffic that has already been generated because half of the employees have already moved there. Now, the backup is not as intense as it will be when all when all of the employees move.
Mm-hmm.
6,400 will be there by January, and that's when I think we're going to be at gridlock because these intersections are already at a failing level of service.
All right, Congressman Jim Moran, we appreciate you being with us this morning. We'll continue to follow the new report on the traffic ramifications of this BRAC move, of course, round the clock here on WTOP Radio.